For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
But God said, God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. See, God would love to use someone who's not wise, considered good. He doesn't take a Bible college education. If you're smart enough to get saved, then you're smart enough to preach it.
Right.
Someone might say, well, I'm not bold enough. Well, Paul asked people, he said, pray for me that I may be able to open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul, who's been exalted, he's probably one of the best soul winners in history, asked people to pray for him to have boldness because he lacked boldness. Now, it says sent. It doesn't say bring in, because a lot of these churches, because they're not having any fruit, they're compromising their standards and becoming worldly. They want to become worldly to attract the worldly crowd so they can bring unsaved worldly people in their church, then with the intention of giving them the gospel. But as a result, these churches are filled with unsaved people, because Stuckey was preaching last night at John 15. Jesus says, unless you abide in me, you cannot bear fruit. And so these churches are not bearing fruit because they've gone out of the way. They've become worldly. And so we don't want to compromise our standards. See, what we need to do is fill the church up with saved people who are zealous for God, that want to learn how to become soul winners. And then we need to send them out. The biggest perversion of the gospel is this phrase, repent of your sins. Now, I'm not against repent of your sins, but I'm against making it a part of the gospel. I am against making it a part of salvation. Because we're saved by faith alone, period. But a lot of these pastors who claim to be Baptists will say, oh, we're saved by faith alone, but you got to repent of your sins. Or we're saved by faith alone, but faith that works is dead. Now, I don't like that word but when it's at the end of salvation. The only time I like the word but when it's after damnation, like in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't put a but on the end of salvation, because salvation's finished. Now, someone might say, well, you know, I'm too young. I'm not qualified because I'm too young. Well, remember, Jeremiah said the same thing. God ordained him to be a preacher, and Jeremiah said, but I'm a child. And then God said, see, not that I'm a child, for I'm with thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. All right, so if you're old enough to get saved, you're old enough to be a soul winner.
Right.
Now, someone might say, well, I'm not eloquent enough. I'm not a good speaker. Remember, Moses said the same thing to God as an excuse when God ordained him to be a preacher to bring the children out of Israel. And God said, you know, who made man's mouth? And he said, and, you know, you're going to speak. He said, and whatever, he says, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. So notice both times with those excuses, I'm a child, I'm not a good speaker, God says, I'm with you, speak what I say. And so, lastly this, the Bible says in verse 17 of Romans 10, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the fourth element we need for salvation to take place for revival is we need the word of God. We need the Bible. Remember what God told Jeremiah and Moses? He says, for I am with thee, and speak what I tell you. I'll tell you what to say, Moses. I'll tell you what to say, Jeremiah. See, because here's the thing. Our words, it's not our words that's going to get people saved, because our words have no power. It's going to be God's word. But notice it says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It does not say faith cometh by reading, and reading by a gospel tract. Okay, because gospel tracts, like I said, can't reproduce. They have no feet. They cannot speak, and they cannot bring forth. And so it's going to be through the mouth of a preacher. The only way to fail today is by not opening our mouth. But see, here today, we have all the elements here today. We have, you know, we're not street preaching, we're going door to door. We have the King James Bible. And we have the sending church. We, you know, we're not preaching out of the NIV. Okay, we're not going street preaching. And we're not telling people you got to repent of your sins. We're going out, we're going to tell people, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. All right, so we got the right gospel, we got the right Bible, and we have the right method, and we have a sending church today. We have New Testament Baptist Church, which is sending us out today, and we have all these elements. And here's the thing, we also have Spirit-filled Christians. We have preachers, we have soul winners, we have people ready to go, and we have feet to take it. And so all these elements are in place, and the Bible says, he that goeth forth, weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again rejoicing. Doubtless means for sure. So we will for sure be successful today. We will for sure bring forth a harvest. We'll reap a harvest today. We're going to come back. We're going to be rejoicing together, bringing our sheaves with us. And so we will be successful. We will have a harvest. And so let's go out knowing that the victory is already ours. And let's flip this city upside down.